Guelph's police chief says an initiative that began a month ago to address open drug use and safety concerns in downtown Guelph will continue for as long as we can. The initiative began in October, with 5 additional officers patrolling the area. Over the last 3 weeks, over 35 people have been arrested on Controlled Drugs and Substances Act-related offenses. Of that, 7 people saw charges laid while the others were released and either issued warnings or directed to supporting organizations. INSPE. Andrew Goody said over 25 of those arrested were on some type of pretrial release order or probation. One was on 11 different orders at the time of their arrest. Unfortunately, what we've seen is our downtown community has experienced the negative impact of open illegal drug use, as compared to some of our other neighborhoods, which has resulted in significant public safety concerns have been brought to our attention, Goody told the Guelph Police Services Board Thursday. Recognizing the many variables that impact public safety in our downtown, our service has taken a multifaceted approach to address community concerns. Yet, despite these efforts, illegal open-air drug use and public safety issues have persisted. Goody made note of how since 2020, the downtown has experienced the highest number of drug poisonings compared to any other neighborhood. He said there are 4 times more incidents downtown than any other neighborhood. Since January 2023, 35 drug trafficking investigations have taken place, resulting in more than 80 arrests and more than 460 charges laid. Goody added they've taken a health-centered approach to the issue, and will continue to do so. Chief Gord Kobe said the service has taken a measured and progressive approach over the last several years to the issue, and notes we didn't get to this spot overnight. As a service, we will continue, we will do everything we can to ensure shared public spaces are safe and welcoming for all, he said. It's equally important for us to note that we are very mindful of the complexities of issues related to drug dependency, and we will continue to work closely with our social service providers to make sure those who need support get them. Kobe added it's important to recognize it is still illegal to possess illicit substances, and emphasized arrests will continue to be made and drugs will be seized when lawful grounds exist. This is going to include our downtown, our parks, our shared public spaces, he said. When that happens, what happens next is determined by the situation.